My name's Julie Trummel, and this is the first time I ever went to work camp, although my family had gone for many years. And I just want you to know that you have a great group of kids here in your congregation. And I've done a lot of things in this church, but this is probably the proudest experience I have ever had with St. John's. And maybe I should, I tried writing this down because I thought I wouldn't get teary-eyed when I did it, but every time I read it, I get worse maybe. But every work camp experience is a little different. Some of our kids were noticing that this year the houses they were working on were not much different from some of the houses here in Bloomington Normal. There's a lot of time during this experience to really talk with your resident, and mine explained to me that most of the city of Vandalia has a tie to General Motors. Many manufacturing jobs in the area have been lost in the last 10 to 15 years, and that's left several people jobless or in jobs that didn't come close to providing as they had in the past. Many of our residents were elderly and have had medical concerns along with job concerns. They have had finances to get by on, but some had no health insurance and certainly no extra money available to repair, maintain, or simply brighten up and fix up their homes. My resident's husband had passed away on Valentine's Day. He had been ill for the previous year, before that with cancer. There wasn't money, time, or the physical ability to keep up the interior of her home. She broke down in tears that very first half hour we were with her on that Monday morning, sharing how great it was to have our young people just to keep her company mostly and to freshen up her home as she was starting her new life without her husband. And we could not have worked for a warmer, more Christ-like person. It was just amazing.
Hi, I'm Dave Wise, and we just want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your support, your prayers, your contributions making this possible. I encourage you after service today, the next couple weeks, talk with these youth, ask them about their experience. You can be very proud of them, as Julie said. We have a great, great group of youth here at St. John's. They stood out at the camp. They were leaders. Each day, we'd get up in the morning. We'd have devotions that morning. Then we'd go out to our work sites and work with the work at the sites and talk with the residents, share stories, share life events. We had devotions right at the work sites. We'd get back to the camp in the afternoon. And in the evening, we would have a worship program as well. And these kids were very involved in leading the worship, the song, the music, the praise, just being very involved and very supportive and helping to be a successful week. And then at night, we'd have devotions with just our church. With just a youth group, we'd have devotion time as well. And there were activities going on all the time. It's just great to watch these kids bond with each other, get to know each other better, bond with kids from other states across the country, bond with their residents, share experiences. That's an awesome bunch. We thank you for your support. We thank you for your contributions. Without your contributions, it would not be possible. I encourage you to talk with them and listen to their stories. It's amazing to me how much faith some of these kids have and how willing they are to share it with others. So we want to end now with a work camp salute for our appreciation to you. Everyone together? Salute. Thank you.